custom of mentioning Eliyahu HaNavi on Motzei Shabbos? What is the source for doing so? Why is it done? And what are the different customs associated with this minhag? So the idea of mentioning the name of Eliyahu HaNavi on Motzei Shabbos is first recorded in the Sefer HaManhig, Hilchos Shabbos 71, which was amongst the Rishayim, and likewise recorded in the Budaram, and is later brought in the Torah in chapter 295 and chapter 299, recorded in the Ramon chapter 295.1 and the Alter Rebbe Shulchan Aruch chapter 295.5. And there he writes that it is a custom to mention the name of Eliyahu HaNavi on Motzei Shabbos after Havdalah. And the reason for why it is mentioned is because we mention it as a prayer, a supplication to God that he should come and proclaim the redemption, that he should let Eliyahu HaNavi come and proclaim to us the Geula. Now, what's the connection between specifically Motzei Shabbos and asking Hashem to bring Eliyahu to proclaim the redemption? So the Torah, the Magen Avraham, the Alter Rebbe all explained that the reason is because on Erev Shabbos, Eliyahu HaNavi cannot come, being that this would disturb the Jewish people who are preparing for Shabbos, as stated in the Gemara in Erevin 43a. Likewise, on Shabbos itself, he may not come, because there's an Isra of Tchumen above 10 Tfachim. And Eliyahu can't travel on Shabbos. He's Jewish. He's from. And therefore, since we passed 2 days that Eliyahu cannot come, and now Motzei Shabbos is the first time that he can come, therefore we pray out loud that he should immediately come and proclaim to us the redemption. The Eliyahu Rabbi records something very interesting, that during the time of Motzei Shabbos, Eliyahu HaNavi sits in the Garden of Eden under the Tree of Life and writes the merits of the Jewish people. And it is for this reason that we mention Eliyahu on Motzei Shabbos. The Torah mentions in chapter 299 that some have the custom to recite all the verses that mention Eliyahu HaNavi in Tanakh, and that doing so is a segula for one's memory and to have a successful week. He likewise records a minhag of reciting the name of Eliyahu 130 times total on Motzei Shabbos, with some mentioning the name Eliyahu HaNavi 40 times, Eliyahu HaTishbi 40 times, Eliyahu HaGiladi 40 times, and then recite it again, each one 3 times, concluding with Eliyahu HaNavi for a total of 130 times. They then conclude, B'mehera Yaveh Eleinu Mashiach Ben David. Practically, none of these piyutim and zmiris are recorded in the Siddur of the Alter Rebbe, as it was not his custom to record the piyutim, but nonetheless, certainly, one may say it if he desires. There's a great school involved, as we mentioned. Regarding Matzah Yantif, so the Poskim record, and so is the custom, that we don't mention Eliyahu HaNavi Matzah Yantif, and various reasons have been offered for why this is not done. Although whatever the reason is, the main thing is that the Jewish custom is to do so only on Matzah Shabbos.
Thank you for listening to ShulchanAruchHarav.com. Our free services of making Torah knowledge available to the public depends on donors like you. Please help us continue our work through making even a small contribution at ShulchanAruchHarav.com under the Daily Halacha Dedication section or in the subscription page. Also, check out our online courses and many Sefarim available for purchase that will both enhance your Torah knowledge and help support our work.